Well, Cook, he's doing what he did on this side. He's stealing about as many yards as he can before the referee says anything, but the throw-in's taken, given away. Jones on the ball now, plays about to Fagbowl. Fagbowl stabs the ball forward. It's headed away, though, by Jack Mayle. And it's Ferriby have it on the halfway line, right-hand side. Ball down the right, a decent ball, but it's FC United of Manchester's number six who can't get to the end of it. The ball into the penalty, opportunity for a shot, and it should be a goal.
It is
a goal. Yes. And it's a goal out of nothing for the visitors. And FC United and Manchester find themselves trailing within 3 minutes of this second half. And Luke Lofts is the man who gets the goal. And it was well worked to a degree, but it was poor defending from FC United. And, well, maybe this game could be kicked into life.
Well, to be honest, I mean, Luke Lofts has been doing little bits and showing little bits of magic there in the first half, you know. And his linked-up play, carried on his run, received the ball back again and just plonked it in the far post area with his left peg. So,
well, FC United have come
well
out. Well, as I said, FC have come out and done the very best to help the opposition to take the lead, and that's exactly what's happened. Well, no rush for the visitors. 1-0 up here. It'll be their fourth win of the season, will it?
I tell you what, it's very much a young team this that they've got here, isn't it? You know, the young 14 there, Jack Smith. He only looks a young one, and the big lad up front, Josh Walker, he only looks a young one.
Well, they're a team that are going to be playing their trade in the Northern Premier Division next season, so cutting the cloth accordingly, and also perhaps building a team that can compete. And it's going to be a free kick though to FC United of Manchester, taken quickly, and Sam Baird takes over at the halfway line. I think Baird really needed that ball because he's lost it. And there's an opportunity now for Josh Walker. Walker plays the ball inside to Lofts. Lofts now, can he get the second ball? It should be 2-0. It will be 2-0. And that was Sam Baird. They lose the ball on the halfway line. The ball played across for him. Wasn't required. Wasn't needed. He was closed down so quickly. And FC United, well, it's Youth United Day. Hoodoo once again. 2-0 down. And yeah. Sam Baird, man of the match in the last couple of games there. Just losing the ball, but to be honest, you lose it just on the halfway line. You've got to do better from your defensive duties, and no one was there. And there was Luke Lofts to make score his second of the game, 2-0.
No, Luke Lofts on his hat trick now, isn't he? And to be honest, he's been possibly their best player. He's created a lot in that little pocket, you know, behind the centre forward. But the poor ball, square ball, straight across into number 15, Josh Walker's stride. He went away. Did a lovely little check back ball with his right foot into the centre of the box, and Luke Lofts shimmied to sort of put a right foot shot in, and sent Allenson completely the wrong way and come back onto his left and just plonked it in.
Well, goals like that don't happen if you're playing 10 yards, 20 yards forward, and FC United have played the vast majority of the game is where the ball is now, their own final third, and that has been poor.
But they've also not been anticipating or moving, you know, into balls that they could take on the run into space. They've been standing watching. They've been very pedestrian.